Hello, my name is Daniel Nenni, founder of SemiWiki, the open forum for semiconductor professionals. Welcome to the Semiconductor Insiders podcast series. If you have a topic you'd like us to cover, please post it on semiwiki.com and we'll get right to it. My guest today is Ritesh Jain. Ritesh is the Senior Vice President of Engineering and Operations for Lightmatter. Prior to joining Lightmatter, Ritesh was a vice president in Intel's data center and AI group, where he directed the hardware development across silicon packaging, power integrity, signal integrity, mechanical and thermal engineering solutions essential for the data center product roadmap. Over the two decades at Intel, Ritesh built and led several cross-functional engineering teams globally and was part of several major technology transitions and initiatives for data center products. Welcome to the podcast, Ritesh.
Thank you, and thank you for having me here.
So Ritesh, maybe you could start by telling us what first got you interested in the semiconductor industry and a little bit about your journey to where you are today.
Yeah, this actually goes back roughly 30 years. My very first exposure to a hardware computing system was through a research project that I did back in college. And honestly, there was no turning back ever since. I was so determined to dive deeper into learning more about the area that I enrolled myself into a graduate program associated with it. After pursuing a master's degree in electronic packaging, landing a job at Intel was like a dream come true. And through the 2+ decades I spent there, developing some of the most advanced data center products was an enriching experience, in my opinion. And then my transition to Lightmatter has been super exciting, to say the least. The opportunity to work on some of the most advanced technologies alongside some of the best brains on the planet is simply mind-blowing.
Yeah, incredible experience. I grew up here in Silicon Valley, so I grew up with Intel. Tell me about your role at Lightmatter as Senior Vice President of Engineering and Operations. What are you focused on?
As a leader of our engineering and operations team, my role is to ensure our product design engineering, our production, and our supplier engagement teams are working in sync to not only design and build the products, but also to ensure we're able to meet our customers' expectations. All the way from silicon engineering to system design and everything in between, we're absolutely focused on co-designing and optimizing our products for the highest performance at the lowest cost.
Hey, just quickly, can you tell us a little bit more about photonic computing?
Yeah, I mean, in a nutshell, think of it as our more traditional computing systems use electrons to basically do the computing through transistors. With photonic computing, we're really using photons and light to do the computing.
So how did you come to find Lightmatter and what drew you to photonics?
That's an interesting story, actually. I met Nick, our CEO and co-founder, about 2 years ago now. And I don't wonder I'm wondering how I should put it. It was like love at first sight. We connected at so many levels and shared several common values. In fact, Lightmatter's mission, I should say, and Nick's vision for the future are a perfect match with how I saw the ecosystem and aligned with my vision and strengths. And so we thought at that point, collectively, we could impact the future of the AI ecosystem. And that's what drew me to Lightmatter.
Okay, can you talk a little bit more about Lightmatter? Maybe you could start by outlining the problem that Lightmatter is solving and how this will impact the future of AI and computing.
Certainly. Lightmatter was founded about 5.5 years ago, I should say. The company's co-founders are from MIT, and they started the company to revolutionize computing with the use of light, or otherwise, like I said, using photons. Our mission statement is, I'll read it out just like it's spelled out on our website. We've reinvented how chips talk and calculate to power the AI revolution with light. our products are the foundation for the next Moore's Law. But before I get into the specifics of how light matter is actually impacting the future of AI and computing, let me set some context around the ecosystem in which we're operating. With the end of Dennard scaling and the slowdown of Moore's Law, it has actually become very difficult to boost the gate count and the performance of our systems without increasing the size of the chips and the power they're consuming. And given some of the manufacturing complexities that are associated with building large chips today, the industry has shifted the focus to building smaller chiplets, and they've employed advanced packaging solutions to enable the heterogeneous integration of disaggregated silicon. I know that's a mouthful, I'm sorry. But with that sort of context and the environment we're in today, as an example, the explosive growth of AI ML workloads with applications like ChatGPT, I'm sure we're all familiar with that by now. It has created an insatiable demand for computing systems across the ecosystem. Just to put that in perspective, by 2030, these AI-based workloads are expected to consume roughly 21% of the planet's total energy being produced. That's a staggering 3,000 terawatt hours, which is about 10 times the annual energy consumed by the entire state of California today. And so now let's get into how light matter is addressing this problem. At the highest level, we're creating silicon photonics-based solutions for interconnects and for computing, which enable higher performance at lower power. That's a very simple way of looking at it. We're building highly advanced optical chiplet interconnects that provide several orders of magnitude faster connectivity between compute elements. We call this technology passage. And on the computing side, our compute product is called NWISE, and it uses photonics-enabled computation in the light domain to accelerate key matrix vector computations that are foundation or fundamental to AI compute.
All right. So tell me a little bit more about passage. How does this interconnect solution work?
Passage is actually a 3D co-packaged optics technology that combines a self-contained active optical interposer with fairly advanced packaging technology to profoundly increase the capability of the ASICs that go on top of it. Using this programmable waveguide photonic network, we can actually deliver tens of terabits per second of bandwidth in a single reticle of silicon. And with the 3D integration of our customers' chiplets on top of passage, we can actually generate about 40 times the bandwidth density compared to that of an external fiber optic connection. So it is actually a game-changing technology from an interconnect standpoint.
And how is light matter's technology different from what is currently being used today?
Today's solutions are primarily based on 2.5D integration of co-package optics compared to a passage, which is more a 3D co-package optic solution. And these 2.5D solutions are limited by the available shoreline along the edge of the silicon. That, when compared to light matter's passage, we are actually able to enable the entire area of the chip. It's sort of similar to, let me go back to maybe a more fundamental packaging technology. It's kind of similar to using a wire bonded package versus a C4 package. C4 standing for control chip collapsible connection, sort of otherwise known as flip chip.
Are there any other industry trends that you are keeping a pulse on as we head into the new year?
Certainly. I mean, we can't all ignore the excitement around large language models in the AI ML segment, otherwise known as LLMs. And it's basically, the excitement there is unparalleled in my opinion at this time. However, we're constantly keeping a lookout for what could be the next workload that could break the hardware requirements that could push the demand for hardware resources to the next level. So as we keep an eye out for that, in addition to, you know, monitoring there are transitions in the AI segment, we have a keen interest in a few other related areas, including optical memory disaggregation, advanced packaging techniques, advanced cooling technologies like immersion cooling specifically, and integrated voltage regulator systems to enable increased energy efficiency of our data center systems.
You know, we had a previous discussion about your interest in immersion cooling. Can you share a little bit about what this is and why you are keeping a close eye on it?
Absolutely. Like I pointed out early on, with the increase in the power consumption across our data centers, more traditional cooling techniques like air cooling are running out of steam, no pun intended. We're starting to see a broader adoption of liquid-based cooling technologies, such as cold plates and immersion cooling. This not only enables higher performance for our systems, but also improves the density and the energy efficiency of the data centers and the facilities that these systems are getting deployed at. In the data center space, there's a commonly used factor called PUE, short for power usage effectiveness. It sort of measures the efficiency or the effectiveness of the overall cooling solution at the data center level. Traditionally, air-cooled facilities operate at a PUE of about 1.6, while immersion-cooled facilities can actually lower the PUE to about 1.03, with 1.0 being the ideal state. You can't get any better than a 1.0. In an immersion-cooled system or an immersion-cooled facility, we typically see fully integrated systems, including all the components that go into a server. They're all dipped in a tank filled with fluid that are used to carry the heat away from the compute elements in a highly energy efficient manner. So this is an absolutely exciting time to be part of the immersion cooling trends that we're seeing in the market.
And final question, Ritesh. How do customers normally engage with Light Matter? You know, how can you be reached?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We have a fabulous and highly effective sales and product marketing team who are in constant contact with all our customers, both current customers and potential future customers. We can also be reached via, more traditional social media channels like LinkedIn and through our website, which is lightmatter.co.
Great. Thank you for the conversation. Excellent discussion, Ritesh. And hopefully we will keep in contact and we can catch up with you in the new year.
Absolutely. It's been a pleasure, having been here and looking forward to another conversation sometime soon.
That concludes our podcast. Thank you all for listening and have a great day.